It's time for our regular Vocalise the Interval slot here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about accessible online upcoming events for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined by Jess Beale from Vocalise to share some of the events that have been highlighted in their weekly email newsletter, The Interval. Hello, Jess, how are you?
Hello, Toby. I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me back again.
Oh, it's great to have you back. Jess, we start with, I think, Mischief Movie Night.
Yes, we're starting with the Mischief Movie Night Inn. So the team from Mischief Comedy, they have been doing a series of these movie nights in through the whole course of the lockdown. And on Sunday, the 21st of February, there's an audio-described movie night for us all to enjoy. So they're lots of fun. It's an improvised show, online stream, and tickets are £10 for this event. So it's starting at 8 o'clock, and they're also doing a virtual touch tour starting at 7:30 p.m. So really fun night in. As I say, it's all improvised. You get to help with deciding on the title for the movie, what it's all about, where it's set. So it's lots of interaction as well and fun for all the family, really.
Wow. An online touch tour. Crikey.
Yes, interesting to see how that's going to work out. I've booked my ticket and I'm really looking forward to it. It's really great that they're giving it all a try and been working really hard with Vocalise on this one. And our describer, Willie Elliott, is set for a night of fun describing all the events that are going on.
Brilliant. Now we come to an event at the wonderful Donmar Theatre in London with, I think, Monument.
Yeah, that's right. So a Donmar local project. It's a short audio described film called Monuments, and it's available to watch on the Donmar's YouTube channel. So there's audio description by Michael Skellen and starts with audio introduction, about 5 minutes. And then the film itself is just about 7 minutes long. And it's a really interesting film from a company of 12 young black or brown actors, and they're exploring racism in today's society and their experiences of it. So, yeah, it's a really interesting look at how the British Empire still exists in today's society and the chance for young people of today to explore their experiences of everyday racism and how it directly affects them.
And Jess, now we come to an event celebrating LGBTQ plus History Month.
Yes, so this is the Fierce Queen's House of Love event. So there's an annual event at the Queen's House in Greenwich. As you say, it celebrates the LGBTQ History Month. And this event on Friday, the 26th of February at 7:30 p.m. So it's a fantastic evening of fun, performances from drag artists, music, art workshops. So a whole range of different performances. They're all audio described. So just an evening of entertainment from the Fierce Queens.
We now come to an audio described painting from the Glasgow Museum.
Yes, again, so Vocalise have worked with Glasgow Museums to produce this audio described detailed description of one of the portraits at the Glasgow Museums. So this is a portrait of Lord Mungo Murray by John Michael Wright from around 1683. And the portrait is one of the earliest depictions of someone in the Highland dress. So before we all got to the kilt stage, this is an example of what they were wearing.
Yes, there's always a question about that, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and the description, so it has been produced by Vocalise and it's been written by one of our describers, Claire LeMay, and Angus King voices the description.
Wonderful. And now we move to the Midlands with the Black Country Living Museum.
Yes, we're going around the country today. So this is a new series of short films, as you say, Black Country Living Museum have produced, called Access Heritage. So in place of their in-person events that used to operate, this is a new film and the first one they've made, Love in the Black Country. So they've taken inspiration from Valentine's Day and chosen a series of objects from their museum's collection, all inspired by love. So whether that's wedding rings, wedding dresses, the gifts that you would exchange, things that have been made, letters written, a whole series of things, and even poetry. So it's just a whole tour of love in the Black Country.
Jess and finally were moving down to Southampton City Gallery with an audio described tour.
Yes, so our whistle stop tour of the country finishes down in Southampton, and we've got John Hitchin's Aspects of Landscape exhibition. So this is at the Southampton City Art Gallery and has been audio described online, and it's really interesting look at the artist's work. So he paints the South Downs in West Sussex, and they've chosen four paintings to describe in detail from the 1960s to nowadays, and they really explain the colours, the styles that he uses, and it's fascinating to see the changes. To start off with, it was all very realistic, and he's moved much to a more abstract form of artwork, so you really get to feel the changes that have taken place over time. And as you move through the exhibition, you feel like you're at the exhibition itself at the gallery, because you're taken around the different rooms as if you were on one of the tours. So it's just a precursor to when we can get back to the galleries.
Yeah, I'm hoping for that day when we can get back out and about and go into theatres and museums and galleries.
Oh, fingers crossed. Maybe another couple of months to wait, but yeah, I can't wait for that day.
Jess, if people would like to find out more about the events we have just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise Interval email newsletter, or just find out more about Vocalise, where can they go to find out more?
So the Vocalise website at www.vocalise.co.uk is a great source of the interval and also other articles about things that are happening within Vocalise. We have our Facebook and Twitter accounts at VocaliseAD, and you can also email the team inquiries@vocalise.co.uk, and we really look forward to hearing from you and telling you about events that will be coming up in the future.
Thank you, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm very much looking forward to our next Vocalise interval here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby, and see you all next time.